unconventional wisdom on its head. Sonke Somabhece on SAFM.
The word accelerator in the name of the program blends key concepts such as excellence and accelerator. In line with this, Mix Telematics Africa has launched its Ituba Accelerator program, an enterprise development project to assist young entrepreneurs establish their own fitment center businesses. It provides opportunities for young black entrepreneurs with a technical certificate and or qualification in autotronics to start their own business in the vehicle tracking industry. Interested applicants are not required to have a business yet. They just need a technical qualification to qualify and must be between 21 and 35 years old. If accepted into the program, Mix Telematics will help equip applicants with the financial and or other resources, including training, skills, coaching and mentoring to set up their respective businesses. Let's hear more about this exciting initiative from the COO of Mix Africa, Marius van Rienen. Marius, good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Sungedo, and thank you for allowing me to be in conversation with you and your listeners this evening.
We're taking care of unemployment and skills, particularly with young people, are we not?
Absolutely, and such an important prerogative, I think, for South Africans and certainly for South African businesses.
Why the move that way? What was the trigger? There must have been a trigger, because I think many South Africans know there's unemployment. Many South Africans know, for instance, there's high crime. But many are so desensitized to that. Why are you not desensitized? And even if not being desensitized even is not enough, you made the moves as you're suggesting you're making now to tackle the problem head on as you are.
I think that COVID-19 has afforded us all a different view of the world, Sangeza. And looking around us, we certainly are seeing some green shoots out there in the economy. And we believe that now's the time for businesses to consolidate and reinvest. So much was lost during this pandemic, and we believe that now is an opportune time to reach out to those who are battling in a country that suffers from very, very high unemployment, to look inwards and look into themselves and to really realize their dreams of becoming business owners in their own right.
And of course, just for those who don't understand the word telematics, which I didn't until 2 minutes ago, telematics is a method of monitoring cars, trucks, equipment and other assets by using GPS technology and onboard diagnostics, OBD that is, to plot the assets' movements on a computerized map. So in other words, we are talking about vehicle trackers. I mean, that's the most colloquial term, is it not?
It is indeed. I think that we like to believe that it's slightly more than that, but for the average person, certainly it is about understanding the movement of things and assets and in particular vehicles in this particular instance.
This is an industry that has grown by and large because of an anti-social issue that the country seems to be grappling with, and that is crime. The fact that, I mean, I understand the value it would be for businesses to know where the asset is as to monitor delivery times and what the issue may be whilst it is in transit. But I think a lot of the time as well, and I think this is where the business and the market itself grew, is in ensuring that it recovers items that have been lost or stolen or in the conventional sense hijacked between the two points of origin and destination. Is that a fair assessment as to how this industry of telematics itself has grown?
Sangeza, I certainly think that that's formed the basis of why South Africa is seen as the leading, or at least one of the leading, telematics countries in the world. We've got a particular set of circumstances that mean that people have to look after their assets slightly more robustly than perhaps elsewhere in the world. But certainly what we're seeing in the market at the moment is that the pandemic has driven people to look for ways to squeeze out an extra cent or two in their profit margins. And certainly, businesses are pivoting towards utilizing data more effectively and more efficiently, and mixed telematics being mobile information exchange certainly is well placed to assist customers in that space. So while we run a very successful stolen vehicle recovery business in the consumer space and do that for our corporate customers as well, there certainly is a growing base of enterprise businesses out there, both small, medium enterprises, and then obviously large players in the transport and related industries that are looking for ways to squeeze out that extra bit of productivity out of their assets and ensure that they remain profitable and competitive on that basis.
Talking about exactly what you've just said, that because of South Africa's peculiar circumstances, we have become, as a result, a world leader. I wouldn't even use the word inadvertently. I think we inherently have the skills in any event to be a world leader in a particular discipline or industry. But on this particular issue, given that competitive advantage in any event, what are we exporting to the world on the basis of us being a world leader? Can you share perhaps some of the skills that are particular and peculiar to us that are now more relevant in the global market and indeed being consumed from South Africa?
Well, certainly when we look at telematics in the broader sense, South Africa happened to have five of the top 20 businesses in the world that originated and are homegrown businesses. So I think it's fair to say that from a hardware perspective, so the instruments that actually measure telematics, we are certainly world leaders and export into as many as 120 countries, which happens to be our footprint. But there certainly are other players that are competitors of ours in the local market that also play internationally. But I think that as the world has changed over the last 5 years in particular, people have moved away from necessarily just looking at the hardware and have really focused on the software as a service platforms that enable people, whether it's individuals that are interested in what their loved ones are doing in order to keep them safe and ensure that they are looked after, and businesses who are interested in the movement and the utilization of their assets. That platform and the data insights that flow from that has certainly put South African businesses at the forefront of telematics globally. So it's fair to say that it's both our hardware engineering nous and our data science capabilities that have allowed many South African businesses in the telematics space to become world leaders.
And when you talk about exactly those things, data science and the use of technology this way, it is quite responsive to the fourth industrial revolution. And because we are entering this phase the same time the rest of the world is, and we have all been impacted by COVID, this is probably a good time to get at least our ducks in a row in relation to this indicator. So let's move on, if we agree on that, as to why it is important then to get young people in particular involved, because your age group here is limited to the 21 to 35 year olds.
Indeed, I mean we've certainly looked at the statistics, and it's quite clear that while we've got an unemployment problem amongst the youth that is absolutely staggering, as much as 66.5% of classified youth in South Africa are unemployed at the moment. So it's a target market for us. It's a generation that if we don't empower them to become economically active, they will certainly become what other nations have referred to as lost generations. And we certainly believe that leveraging the skills of a changing young demographic, and in particular the energy that comes from youthfulness, is an extreme opportunity for us to really invigorate young people to do things for themselves, to create businesses for their families, their friends, and certainly their communities, and to engage positively in a way that is going to take South Africa Inc. forward rather than take us backwards. Your point around the fourth IR is absolutely critical in this, and while we've initiated this accelerator with a focus on people who have degrees or qualifications in the autotronic space, mm-hmm. we certainly have lofty ideals of expanding this into all spheres of the telematics realm in order to create further world leaders in this space.
Here's something that perhaps we should equally engage, just to appease those hearts that are feeling somewhat despondent, because I think there is a particularly recurring theme on this. The age cutoff for certain programs which are about being introduced into a particular discipline or field or placement program tends to be around 35. You predicated your entry to this discussion around the impact COVID has had on all of us, and of course all of us includes people who are 36 years and older, particularly those from the auto industry where such skills that they do have, which could be better enhanced by this Ithuba Accelerator program, might even yield the sort of benefits you're looking for. You're looking for good and innovative ways to get people into the market to serve you, to serve your clients, or even one day to hopefully be competitors to keep a healthy economy. How do we keep people who are above your sort of age bracket, the 36-year-olds and above, who've got the necessary experience, who could, if they were 32, for instance, apply and probably get in, given what profile they have, that would make them worthy contenders?
So, yeah, that's such a great question. Thank you for that. We certainly know that skill and experience is absolutely critical in our industry, and the reality is that the quality of installations directly impact the quality of the data, and ultimately we are data merchants more than anything else. So I think it's fair to say that opportunities abound regardless of whether this particular incubator services that 35 and above category. We're fortunate in that we're a growing business, and certainly based on our latest set of results that came out 2 weeks ago, it's clear that there are opportunities in our business for people who are slightly more mature to join and particularly take care of a number of our technology products that are slightly more complex and slightly more in depth in terms of the fitment process and calibration process that comes with it. Having said that, the reality is that for businesses like ourselves who see strategic investment in infrastructure as critical to our longevity, there will always be opportunity for great people to participate in our programs, whether it be through direct employment, and certainly for those interested in that, you can visit our website. There are a number of open positions, and as a sneak peek, I can assure you that over the next 10 days, there'll be a number more opening up that'll cater for our growth. But certainly outside of that, we do on a continuous basis look for quality partners to join our infrastructure. And so while those people might not be able to participate in the accelerator, they should not be dismayed. They must make contact with us. And for people who are exceptional at what they do, there will always be an opportunity to partner ethics.
Let me ask this question, because you have sort of given us a proper understanding of what industry you're in and the opportunities therein. I'm sitting at home with this qualification or something that might resemble this qualification. Could you speak specifically, please, to what Autotronics is? And if somebody doesn't have Autotronics in the definitional sense, what other competencies and or skills could equally fit the bill so as to be part of this accelerator program?
Indeed, Sangezo, I fully understand that sometimes we get lost in the jargon that we use in our particular industries. I think for this accelerator, we're looking for two kinds of people. We're either looking for somebody who's already achieved and attained a auto electrical qualification, and those are standard qualifications in the industry. So those sitting out there at home would certainly know that they qualify for this program. Having said that, we're not going to exclude people who practically have already qualified through years of experience. And there certainly are people that fall within this age category that might have been fitment technicians for more than 10 years and certainly have attained within their particular employer status or in their own right the designation of master technician. And those are the kind of people that we're looking for in the first intake of this program. Perhaps to be clear, when one launches something like this, which is quite a lofty initiative that's really aimed at generating some economic activity, one wants to ensure that the first really accelerates the project, so to speak. And for that reason, we've set the criteria quite stringently. We certainly believe that over time it is going to change. Having said that, again, we run a number of programs internally from a learnership perspective and a graduate perspective that, again, offer the opportunity for young people who perhaps have not yet attained an auto electrical degree or qualification, nor those who've reached the, or who might not have reached the master technician level, to join our ranks, go through the internal training programs and protocols, which are robust, and certainly once they qualify, we encourage our people to participate in programs that, that make themselves economically independent.
Well, you can't solve all of the world's problems, but you can solve one of those problems, and we certainly do appreciate your time and wish you well for the Ithuba Accelerator program, Marius.
Fantastic. Songeza, thank you so much to you and your listeners for affording me the opportunity to speak to you this evening.
Certainly. Mix Telematics Africa Chief Operating Officer, Marius van Rienen, 2133.